With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has ordered a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers into Venezuela. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president alleges Venezuela is using oil to fund drug trafficking and other crimes. His total and complete blockade comes after U.S. forces last week seized an oil tanker off Venezuela's coast amid a buildup of military forces in the region. Venezuela's government accused Donald Trump of violating international law, free trade, and the principle of free navigation. And Mexico's president wants the United Nations to intervene to prevent any bloodshed as tensions rise. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president is also due to address the nation this evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned today Moscow will seek to extend its gains in Ukraine if Kyiv and its Western allies reject the Kremlin's demands for peace talks. Speaking with Salem Radio, military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says Putin is not a trustworthy negotiator.
Putin has never given up the desire to expand the Russian Federation to its Soviet Union borders or its Russian Empire borders, which would include all of Ukraine and parts of Eastern Europe.
Russia's invasion nearly 4 years ago has been condemned in the West as a violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and an unprovoked act of aggression. Four centrist Republicans have broken with their party's leadership over health care. They've signed a Democratic-led petition that will force a House vote on extending for 3 years an enhanced pandemic-era Obamacare subsidy. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 228 points. This is SRN News. A giant Christian charity is receiving some big donations this year.
It's becoming a Christmas tradition. Anonymous donors dropping big money into the Salvation Army kettles of bell ringers across the nation. In Barrie, Vermont, somebody popped a gold coin worth over $4,000 into a kettle outside a shopping center. In Lincoln, Nebraska, a bell ringer outside a Shields store found a gold coin worth $4,200 in his pot. More than $10,000 worth of gold has been dropping in kettles around Chicago so far this season. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of students and professors at public universities across Alabama are asking an appeals court to halt a state law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in public schools. The state law prohibits schools and universities from using state funds for any programs or curriculum that endorse divisive concepts related to race, religion. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The battle for Warner Brothers is heating up.
Warner Brothers is telling shareholders to reject a takeover bid from Paramount Skydance, saying a rival Netflix offer will be better for customers. Paramount went hostile with its bid last week, asking shareholders to reject the Netflix option favored by the Warner Brothers board. Shareholders can still decide to tender their shares in favor of Paramount's offer for the entire company, including CNN and Discovery. Rich Thomason reporting.
California regulators are threatening to suspend Tesla's license to sell its electric cars in the state early next year unless the automaker tones down its marketing tactics for its self-driving features after a judge concluded that the company has been misleading consumers. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow down 228 points for the Wall Street Business Report. I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNNews.com.